And now it's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. When Lauren Morton had a birthday last month, she asked her mother, Deborah Allman, to join her at StoryCorps Atlanta. Inside the booth, they reflected on the daughter's life, beginning with the day Lauren was born 35 years ago.
We were living in Philadelphia. Your dad was in the Navy, and we were living in base housing. They had told me, actually, that you would be here around the 14th. So I was kind of a little bit late, but I don't think it was late. It was just miscalculation. But Dad got up and he went to work and everything was fine. And I was busy doing housework and I was on the phone. And all of a sudden, whoosh, the water broke. And I kind of panicked because I had never had a baby before. And then I called over to the base because your father was stationed at the Naval Hospital there. So he came home and he took me over and, you know, contractions were coming and I was doing pretty good. And kept going and kept going. And eventually everything stopped. And the doctor's name was Dr. Yannick. He was this huge doctor. Well, was the nicest man you could ever meet. He was so gentle. But anyway, you decided to fall asleep after about 7 hours of labor.
Got tired.
You got tired. And you wouldn't turn anymore. So you had turned enough, and then they wind up having to turn you the rest of the way and pull you down because you totally just went to sleep.
Sounds like what I
Sounds
do
like
now.
Sounds like what you do now.
Yes. Yeah. No different than birth. When I'm ready to go to sleep, I go to sleep.
Like we'll be sitting there talking to you at the, on the couch, and next thing you know, you're asleep.
Sleep. So what was the first 5 years raising me like?
Interesting. Because you were so opinionated for such a little kid.
No different than today.
No different than today. And you had ideas about everything. It was challenging because I grew up in a time when children were seen and not really heard. And so adjusting to you being the type of child that you were. And you were just very clear about always about what you wanted and what you wanted to do and what you thought of people. And so it was a learning experience for me, which I grew as a person from raising you.
So the next big milestone was my 18th birthday. And on my 18th birthday, I moved into Emory. So what were your thoughts when you were dropping off your oldest child to college?
It was scary. I knew that forever it would be different from, I'm going to cry, because I remember that day so well. And I said, oh gosh, she's growing up. I was so proud of you because you had done so much in your high school years at school and you were never afraid of anything. And I was such a chicken little that to see you always forge forward and always do things that I wanted to do, but I was always afraid to do. And somehow you always had courage to do stuff and you were never afraid to do anything. And I admired you so much. And like I said, I learned so much from you. I pretty much felt like the kid and I was following you.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Yeah. I didn't feel that way.
Yeah, I was like, she's a fireball and she's going to do good things.
That was Deborah Allman speaking with her daughter, Lauren Morton. The story was produced locally for WAVE by Melissa Terry and recorded in partnership with the Atlanta History Center, which hosts Atlanta's StoryCorps booth. To book a time with a friend or a loved one, you can go to wabe.org/StoryCorps.